Well, the Aces visited some new friends last night, Mr. and Mrs. Marsh, who live in great luxury around the corner. Jane was so impressed with their riches and their French maid Nanette that she has renamed Laura Laurette and hopes to make a French maid out of her. This episode takes place the following morning and is in alternating scenes between the Aces' bungalow and the Marsh's home. But first to the Aces, where we find Jane and Laura. Laurette. Listen.
What do you mean you don't know if you care to go walking with Nanette? Here I went over there last night and had such a lovely talk with her and told her how you can't speak French very well and asked her to try to help you, and she was nice enough to say she would, and you say you don't know if you care to go walking with her. Well, it's behind me.
But, ma'am, you see, I'm more on cooking and things like that more than on speaking French.
Well, that's gratifying. After all I'm doing for you, that's gratifying for you. And she's such a sweet girl, too. So neat.
I know, ma'am.
And
but
I asked her especially to be nice to you and when she could see you. And she said she goes walking every morning at 10 o'clock. And I'm willing to let you off of work to go walking for an hour. And you say you... Well, just give me 10 good reasons why you don't want to go.
Well, ma'am, you see...
Well, I haven't got time to listen to all of them now. You're going over there. Do you know where it is?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And speak French to me.
Oui, madame.
Mercy. Well, if you know where it is, all you have to do is go around to the back door and ask for Nanette. Just tell her who you are. That's all.
Well, that's it, ma'am. The way things have been going here the last few days, I don't know who I am.
You don't know who you are?
Well, I mean, ma'am, ever since you started calling me Laurette, and me talking French like this, if my mother ever heard me.
Oh, Laurette, you're getting my goat. You act like I'm asking you to do something terrible. I'm letting you off of work for an hour every morning. So you go walking with a nice girl and
yes,
you say...
Yes, ma'am, but I don't know her, ma'am.
Well, you can get acquainted. Nobody knows anybody till they meet them. How do you think people meet anybody? How do you think I met Mr. Ace?
I've often wondered, ma'am.
Well, I met him, of course. Somebody introduced me to him. And all you have to do is to go over and introduce yourself to Nanette. She knows you're coming, and she's glad to have somebody to walk with her every morning. She told me she was. And while you're walking, you can learn a few things in French. Because I can't have Mr. and Mrs. Marsh over here until everything is just right. They've got a French maid. Why can't I? It's bad enough that their home is so gorgeous, and I have to have them over here. Now, you go ahead. Just say Mrs. A sent you, Laura.
Yes, ma'am.
Laurette.
Oh, oui, madame.
Mercy. And tell her who you are. Laurette. Don't forget. Laurette.
Oui, madame.
Mercy. And then you just walk along with her and be friendly to her. She's awfully nice, and she's so pretty and neat. And, I don't like those low-heeled shoes you wear.
My feet hurt. Especially when I walk.
Well, I guess they'll have to do.
Yes, ma'am. You see, I'm more on cooking and housekeeping more than taking walks.
Well, you ought to be glad I'm letting you off of cooking and housekeeping for an hour every morning. Goodness, I think you'd be glad instead of humming and hawing around.
Well, I'd be gladder if I was sure she knew I was coming.
Well, I'm sure she does. She told me. And you know what? She's going to bring along a French book, she said.
French book?
Yeah, so you can learn some French in your spare part.
Oh, that's nice. Only I'd feel a little more easy about it if I could sort of meet her somewhere else, not at the house.
Not at the house? Where can you meet her?
Well, I thought if she was going walking, I could sort of meet her on the street. It's just that I don't like going to somebody's strange house like this.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, let me see. Well, I could call her for you if you want me to and tell her to meet you kind of halfway or something like that.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That'd be nice.
Well, all right. It'll make you any happier. Now, let me see. I have that number written down here somewhere.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Oh, here it is. North 5402. North 5402. Honestly, Laurette, you're the bone of my existence.
Thank you, ma'am.
But after today, you'll have to go over there and meet her. You'll like her. Now, you just wait until you see her. I'll ask her to walk down toward the house, and we can see her coming. And then you walk up and introduce yourself and say you're... Oh, the line's busy. Well, I'll call back in a minute.
Yes, ma'am. Shall I get dressed now?
Oh, yes, and hurry. She says she walks every morning from 10 to 11. It's almost 10 now.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Mary, don't be so upset. Try to keep calm.
I can't help it, Tom. You don't expect me to just sit here with my hands folded when a $5,000 bracelet has been stolen right out from under our very noses.
Don't say stolen. We don't know that.
Well, what else could it be?
Might have been misplaced.
Oh, it was no such thing. You know as well as I do that it was stolen. Stolen right out from under our...
Mary, every servant in the house will know what's happened. Let's not let this get out until that detective gets here.
Where is he? Your friends again. They can never be depended upon.
This man can be depended upon. I don't worry about him. He's been a private investigator for years.
But I don't understand why we can't notify the police as anybody else
because
would have done.
Because you don't want any notoriety. I told you. Now, take it easy, Mary. Sit down, can't you?
No, I can't, Tom. I'm frightfully worried. Who knows? We may have a thief right in our own home. We're not safe here. Who knows but what...
Yes? Who is it?
Pardon, monsieur. Monsieur Collins is here to see you.
Oh, yes, Nanette. Send him right in.
Oui, monsieur. He's right here.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Collins. Come in.
Good morning, Mr. Marsh. Glad to see you.
Glad to see you. Oh, this is Mrs. Marsh.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Marsh.
How do you do?
Well, I was certainly surprised to hear from you this early in the morning. What's up?
Oh, that'll be all, Nanette.
Oui, monsieur.
And we don't want to be disturbed for a little while, Nanette.
Oui, monsieur. Oh, madame, I'm going to get dressed for my morning walk in a few moments. Is there anything I can get to?
No, Nanette. Thank you. You may go.
Merci.
I didn't want to say anything in front of the servants.
What is it, Mr. Marsh? You look a little serious.
I am.
Only a $5,000 bracelet stolen.
Stolen?
Well, we don't know that it's stolen.
It certainly was stolen, Tom. Will you please not contradict me?
Mary, let me tell Mr. Collins the story.
Yes, Mrs. Marsh. A lot of times these things turn out to be misplaced.
Oh, misplaced, nothing. I had it last night before dinner. I remember putting it in my jewel box just before dinner.
Uh-huh. Did you have dinner out?
No, we ate at home. In fact, we were home all evening.
Alone?
No, some friends dropped over.
I see. I suppose old friends. Begging your pardon, I mean friends that are entirely out of the...
No, they're not old friends. In fact, it was the first time they were ever here.
The first time.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm afraid you're barking up the wrong tree. I feel fairly sure they're not to be suspected.
Why not? Everybody's under suspicion at a time like this. $5,000 bracelet is a lot of temptation. And there's no telling what...
Mary, please.
I'm inclined to agree with Mrs. Marsh there, Mr. Marsh.
Well, I'm glad somebody around here has some sense.
But these people are neighbors.
I'd better make a note of it just the same. What are their names?
Ace.
Mr. and Mrs. Ace. They live around the corner here.
Ace. Do you know the exact address?
Well, no, but she left her phone number here. I have it somewhere.
I'd like to have it, if you don't mind. Later will do. Never mind. Now, how about the servants?
Well, three of them. One you just saw, Nanette.
Yes, Nanette. What's that last name?
Lamar, but Nanette, certainly not to be questioned about this, Mr. Collins. The girl is priceless. Why, she's been with me almost
Mary,
a year.
Mary, you said yourself that nobody is beyond suspicion.
That's right, Mrs. Marsh. Lamar, is that it?
Yes, that's right. Then there's the chauffeur. Oh, but he wasn't here at all last night. It was his night off.
I better take his name just for the record.
Gus Harmon.
Gus Harmon, yes. Now, the third,
our cook, Carrie Golder. Is that right, Mary?
Yes, but Tom, Carrie's been with us for ever so long.
Of course, Mrs. Marsh. She probably hasn't a thing to do with this, but as you say, we might as well investigate this thoroughly. Now, you say you didn't miss the bracelet till when?
This morning. I wouldn't have known at all, but just luckily, I happened to go to my dressing table to find a pencil and just happened to open my jewel box by the merest chance. It must have been intuition. And then I noticed it was gone. I called Mr. Marsh and wanted to notify the police, but he insisted on calling you first.
Of course I wanted to. Mr. Collins is good enough for me. I have implicit faith in him and his ability to trace this down. We don't want any newspaper notoriety if we can help
him. Well, thanks, Mr. Marsh. I'll do the best I can. I haven't much to go on here. Now, these here people, the Aces, what do you know about them?
Nothing, except that she plays the most frightful game of bridge I've ever encountered.
Yes, she is pretty bad.
Well, that's not much of a clue. Might be a crime to play bridge that bad, I guess, but not much of a clue. I'll drop over there pretty soon and have a look around.
Oh, but I wouldn't want them to know that we even suspected them.
Leave that to me. I know how to handle things like that. This is not the first time I've had cases just like this. Now, I wonder if I have free access to everything around the house here for a couple of hours.
Of course. course. Just ask her anything you want.
Oh, really. I don't want anything. It's just that I'd like to talk to some of the help without letting them know what I'm doing here. I'll find some way to do that. I'd like to learn a little about their habits, their...
Of course, Mr. Collins. Anything you want.
Their telephone. Who answers that?
Oh, I suppose Nanette will get it downstairs. If she's gone, Carrie will.
Is this an extension?
Yes.
Do you mind if I do a little eavesdropping here?
Not at all. Help yourself.
Seems a little crude, but you can never tell.
Well...
Quiet, please. Who is it, Mr. Collins? Somebody calling for Nanette. That's the girl who just left here, wasn't it?
Yes.
Who is it calling for her?
Just a minute. I can't...
Who is it?
Mrs. Ace.
What?
Calling for Nanette? Why, I can't understand why she'd be calling her.
Shh. What is it? I think I've got something here. Wait a minute. Well, this sounds like...
I just can't get Laurette to come over to the house to meet you. She wants you to start walking, and she'll meet you halfway. We can see you coming out of our window. Do you mind, Nanette? Oh, thank you. I knew you'd do it. And, Nanette, don't forget to bring that, you know. You know what you told me last night when I asked if you could show Laurette how... Oh, you will? Well, thanks. You're a jewel. Mercy, Nanette. Off with you, say.
Well, after Mr. Collins, the private investigator, pieces together that conversation, he must feel he's got the goods on Jane, Laura, and Nanette for sure. We learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.